The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on KGYM, presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now let's head courtside for the pregame and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Back with you one final time here from Cohawk Arena in Cedar Rapids as a final game of the 16th annual Rivalry Saturday gets ready to commence. A little bit behind schedule, but we've had just an amazing day of basketball here at Coe College. We get ready for a top five matchup in Class 4A. Number one, defending state champion North Scott taking on fifth-rated Cedar Rapids Xavier. Welcome in. Scott Unash, Coach Steve Dozer with you here for the nightcap this evening from Coe College. As you just heard, with Ryan and Gina, Northland with an overtime win over Van Buren 51-47. Earlier today, Maquoketa Valley over Sumner Fredericksburg 48-37. Iowa City West heard here on KGYM over Gilbert 52-41. Waukon over MFL Marmac by a score of 61-55. Montezuma beats East Buchanan 53-38. It was West Hancock 46, West Branch 41. You heard that one here on KGYM. Cedar Falls by one over Johnston 58-57. And then the Northland victory over Van Buren just a couple of moments ago. We get ready for North Scott and Xavier. And the big story, Steve Dozer, going into this one, does not start with the defending state champions. It starts with the Xavier Saints, who are, for the first time ever, without their Hall of Fame head coach, Tom Lilly, who is at home sick. Tom, if you're listening, we wish you the best. Get better soon. Or if anybody in the Lilly household is listening and Tom is sleeping, we hope you get better. But you go back to the 20-plus years of Xavier. You go back to Regis. This is the first game Tom has ever missed tonight.
Yeah, and to have Tom miss, I mean, you know, obviously you want to have your coach here, especially Tom had to be sick. I mean, Tom doesn't miss anything. And Tom, if you're listening, you're one of the best and are the best, and I hope you're doing well and all that. But I will say secretly, when I coached against Tom, there were days I wish he was sick because he's definitely outcoached me. But, you hate to see that. But you know what? Stephanie Potts has been with Tom for so many years and knows exactly what, Tom's going to be looking to do with this player. So they're in good hands.
Indeed. And turning things over, Steph Potts is going to be in charge tonight. Husband Jim on the bench, as well as the other two assistants, former players, Beth Somick and Caitlin Cray. So, yeah, Xavier will be just fine. And the Saints coming off a loss in their opener as Xavier fell at home 52-51 to Davenport Assumption. And they will try to get back on the winning track against another MAC team. The last time we saw the North Scott Lancers, they were winning the state championship and crushing Marion in that 50-49 state championship game, chock full of intrigue, controversy, and excitement last year. And the top three players on the North Scott team are back for this year.
Well, and it starts with Grace Buffelli. I mean, how many legit posts are there in Iowa? She's got to be one of the top, if not the top post in
About
Iowa.
About two or three.
Yeah, and she scored 37 points in her first game this year against a very good Kennedy team. So Buffelli is – and the thing about Buffelli, Scott, is they can go inside, great. You want to feed her, great. But if they're going to try to double or triple team her, then guess what? You're going to have – she's going to have plenty of firepower out there with, her teammates with Case and Ingles. How do you spell Ingles? Boy, I can't say her last name.
Which one's that?
Chloe.
Oh, Engeldon.
Yeah, so she's got plenty of firepower behind her, and Presley Case, TJ Case, coach's daughter. I mean, she is she can beat you in so many ways, let alone with Buffelli. But quite a team, Scott, and they're number one for good reason. But I tell you what, Xavier, on the other hand, That's a team that was young last year. That's a team that we saw that was getting better and better and better. And a lot of those kids are back, and that starts with Caitlin Daniels.
Made it to the state tournament last year, losing to Marion in the state quarterfinals. And you mentioned it starts with Caitlin Daniels, the 5'7 senior point guard who is headed to Alabama, Birmingham to play her college basketball. And it's going to be a heck of a matchup at the point position between Caitlin Daniels and 5'2 senior Presley Case. And don't let 5'2 fool you. We've seen Presley so many times in the past, and just a terrific player. She plays above that 5'2 distinction.
Well, we saw her at Jefferson. Remember that? She was as a freshman kind of getting introduced to the varsity lineup. And then as soon as she got in, you and I are both like, oh, she's never coming out of the varsity lineup again. And, boy, she is just everything you want in a point guard.
And Case, 12 points in the opener for North Scott as they held off Kennedy 69-61 in that particular ball game. Let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight in our basketball game presented by Hills Bank. Hillsbank.com is the website. Check them out. We do encourage you to do so. Connection is here. Or stop by one of their five metro locations or one of the 19 locations throughout the corridor. For the visiting North Scott Lancers at 1-0, defending state champions, and they come in number one in Class 4A. Samantha Scott at 1-4, number 32, a 5'9 junior. Adrienne Latham will also be at a forward. Latham at 5'11 and a senior. The center, though, is the story. Grace Buffelli. She's going to be going to UNI next year. Buffelli at 6'2 and a senior. Double-double, 37-10 against Kennedy on Tuesday night. The guards are Presley Case, number two, the 5'2 senior, and number 12, Brooke Kilberg, 5'6 and a senior. The head coach for the North Scott Lancers is TJ Case. Now for the Xavier Saints, 0-1 after the loss to Assumption. They will go with Aubrey Jones and a wing, 5'7 and a senior. Also up front, it'll be number 12, Libby Arnold, the 5'9 senior. Sophie Schmidt at center, 6 foot even and a senior. And the guards, Caitlin Daniels, headed to UAB next year, 5'7 and a senior. And Avery Beckman at 5'8 and a sophomore. And the interim coach tonight, assistant coach Steph Potts, along with Jim Potts, Caitlin Cray, and Beth Samick. Xavier in their home whites with the silver and blue trim, silver numbers, silver letters, trimmed in blue. North Scott in their road grays with the red letters and numbers trimmed in white with Lancers on the fronts. And we'll see how this one goes. Should be an interesting game. You play North Scott, you got to be cognizant of the pressure that they're going to throw at you.
Well, you do, and Xavier is a team that likes to set the tempo. They're not a team who creates the tempo. They like to set the tempo.
But we didn't see the Xavier pressure last year.
We did not, and that's something that Tom is really good about, controlling their own tempo and make teams play to their style. But I tell you what, this North Scott team, it's a different cat, and it's such a good matchup. North Scott's done a good job picking up different teams this year to help, in their run again. They picked up Kennedy, Xavier.
Here we go. It'll be Schmidt to tip it up against Buffelli, and we're underway. North Scott going to the bucket to our left. Xavier going to come out in a 1-3-1 zone. Quick pass to the corner. Open three ball up and good to start things off for North Scott. And that is a different starter. That's Sydney Happel.
Happel.
The 6 foot senior. Here's Daniels all the way down the lane. Flips it up, no good. Rebound loose and picked up by Happel. So she will go into the starting lineup tonight. It'll be Happel, and quickly another bucket for North Scott.
Boy, Presley Gaze, just a one-handed runner right up in the middle.
So it's 5-0 in favor of the Lancers. Aubrey Jones circling down the lane. Little scoop layup, no good. Hit the side of the backboard, and here comes Casey the other way for the Lancers. Long pass up court, Buffelli with a catch. Turns, got triple teamed in the block. And got tied up. Good defense by Aubrey Jones.
Yeah, tried to come in like you want all guards to do. As soon as they put the ball down, which Buffelli did, she had arms all over. She's going to see that all year.
It's going to be a turnover. Arrow will give it over to the Saints. As Daniels will bring it up. Going to be guarded by Adrienne Latham here in the early going. Daniels scoop layup through. Traffic is good with the right hand. And Xavier on the board. It's 5-2. Daniels has to have a good game tonight.
She does, and she needs to set the tempo offensively for her teammates. And right there, she saw a lane, took advantage.
Kilberg is the one not starting for North Scott. Here's a three, bounces off the front iron, no good, but the Lancers get the rebound. Feed inside to Buffelli. Again, they double-team her, and again a tied ball.
Same exact thing by Jones, and she brought the ball down, and here she came and went and tied it up again. Great play.
Case to inbound for the Lancers. Nope, Megan Latham will inbound. They'll throw it out deep. Apple hooks the pass down to Latham, wide open, had it blocked, got it back, blocked again by Daniels. Xavier run out, 3-on-2. Here's Beckman, she'll pull up from 15. Back iron, no, and the rebound pulled out of there by Happel. Sydney Happel, 6-foot senior, getting the start tonight for North Scott against the zone. Case, three-pointer, too strong. And the rebound again chased down, and we're going to have a reach foul on Avery Beckman. Beckman's first and the first on Xavier.
Well, I like what the officials are doing. They're letting them play. I mean, there's no fouls, but, I mean, they're letting them be aggressive, which I like to see.
Lancers inbound, 5-2 lead. We've played just a tick over 2 minutes here. Apple holds it high overhead. They feed the high post, and there's a foul. Yep. We're going to get Schmidt on the hack from behind.
Well, and anytime you play behind Buffelli, she's just so good at using her body and getting position, and just could not get over the top.
5-2 lead. North Scott jumped out 5-0. Nice touch pass inside. Latham turned down the just point-blank layup and got it back out to Kay. She's doubled along the far sideline and threw it away. Schmidt comes up with a steal. Second turnover. Head to Aubrey Jones. Has it right side, little shake and bake move. Goes underneath, hooks it up, and good with the reverse.
Underneath scoop shot, beautiful shot.
Xavier with four in a row. And it's 5-4 lead. Latham trapped in the corner, drives baseline on Jones. They're going to get the foul on Jones.
Okay.
Adrian Latham will take it out of bounds as Xavier will go to the bench. Maya Carl will come in. A 5'9 sophomore into the ballgame for the Saints. Dump pass down low to Buffelli, posting up, missed a shot, got her own rebound, and was fouled. And we'll see if it's going to be shots.
I wonder if that's on Jones.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. That's her second foul.
And four already on Xavier. Remember, we're playing the college rules today.
Yep.
And it's five fouls in a quarter. Gives you two free throws. First one's good.
You know, I talked to some coaches here in the last couple hours, and they like this change.
I like it, too.
Yeah, they just said it's been fun. It's been a good change.
And the shot clock, of course, in play. Buffelli's second one rattles in. First two for Buffelli. And it's a 7-4 lead. Daniels off the clear out. Going to walk it up. Goes crossover, trying to free herself. Latham on her this time. Brielle Bastion into the ball game now for the Xavier Saints. Arnold touches it for one of the few times tonight. Right free throw line extended. The Saints working the perimeter. Beckman stop and go dribble. Goes behind the back with it. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Feed inside to Carl. Running hook, no, and the rebound to Buffelli. And Buffelli threw it away. Daniels with a steal in the lane.
Well, Daniels was a little sneaky. She kind of hung behind her, and then as soon as she made the pass, stepped right in front.
7-6 lead. Caitlin Daniels with two field goals. Case coast to coast. Turned down the shot, tried to kick it out, threw it away.
Boy, and I thought Xavier had a chance to step in, take a charge, too.
And it'll be Saint basketball looking for the lead. As Daniels in there with Carl, Arnold, and Beckman. Daniels, step back, jumper up, in and out, no good, won't go, and the rebound to Happel. Falling away, outlet pass, up the right-hand boards, Case, skip pass over the top to Scott. Feed down low, Buffelli triple team, and they fouled her again, and Xavier's put North Scott already into the quarter bonus with 3:59 to play.
Boy, do you think Buffelli's going to see three or four bodies on her all year every time she touches the ball?
Going to tonight.
Yeah. Tell you what, UNI's got a nice recruit coming in.
technically a walk-on.
Yes,
though.
Yep. They're going to see how it goes for a year, and I think they'll be pretty darn pleased.
I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, I agree. And her with Lauby, Kaba, and some others. So
we've seen five UNI players today.
Yes. Boy, how about the Valley Johnston game, too? Wow. Two great programs.
Or Cedar Falls, you mean.
Or Cedar Falls, I mean, yeah, Johnston. Great programs.
9-6 lead. Beckman, crossover dribble, had it poked away for a moment. As Kilberg is now into the ball game for North Scott.
Oh, she's quick.
Good defender. Ball fake, drive. Beckman took it inside and got pushed and fouled. First foul of the ball game against North Scott. And it's going to be on Brooke Kilberg. 9-6 lead for North Scott. They've led the whole way. Beckman lob pass Carl inside. Tried to bank it home. No good. And Buffelli the rebound. As Buffelli, it's one and done against North Scott.
Yep.
That's pretty much the MO. Kilberg coming left. High lob pass over the top. They get it to Case. Carl backing Buffelli. Baseline drive by Kilberg. Cut off by Avery Beckman. Katie Hagedorn into the ball game as well for North Scott. Hagedorn, a 5'6 freshman. Case fakes the three on the drive. Little teardrop floater won't go too strong. And the rebound to Carl. Good block out there on Buffelli. Daniels in the open court between the legs with the dribble. Two-person game, hands it off now to Bastion. Brielle sets a screen for Daniels, turns down the three as Xavier's going to go to the bench here at the next dead ball. Beckman fakes, takes a free throw line. Follow-away jumper, front iron, no, and rebounded out of there by North Scott and a Xavier steal.
Yeah, made a lazy pass, and here comes Xavier. You cannot make a lazy pass against Xavier. They play the passing lane so well.
Mary-Kate Mader into the ball game for the Saints. Sophomore. 9-6 lead. Daniels, deep three, behind the screen, and got it.
Well, what happened is Case went behind the screen, and you can't go behind the screen on a shooter, and she went behind the screen. That give Kaitlin a couple steps, she's going to nail it.
2 minutes to play, first quarter, and Xavier pulls even at 9 apiece. North Scott basketball, nearly a throwaway, but it's saved in there by Samantha Scott.
Well, you got to get to Buffelli now. She's got her on her back.
Case looking inside, skip pass over the far corner, three on the way, up, barely caught the iron that time by Scott. Daniels tight ropes the baseline for the rebound. Caitlin, stutter dribble, cross court pass, Bastion will look and try the three, no good. Mader had the rebound for a moment, had it knocked away from behind by Hagedorn. Long up court pass with a minute 20 to play, kick out to the wing for three, that won't go. Rebounded out of there by Beckman. Xavier on the run. Good pass ahead to Mader. Left-hand layup, rimming no. And North Scott coming the other way. Who needs a shot clock? Nice pass to Buffelli. Layup good. It'll count in a foul.
But I tell you, Buffelli, she had three possessions on offense, Scott. Had her girl completely and didn't get the ball. But the thing is, you didn't see frustration. She's just working hard, trying to get position, and just a hard-working player down in the post.
Carl's going to get the foul. Libby Arnold back in for Xavier. And Sophie Schmidt back in for the Saints. As Buffelli for the three-point play and swishes it through. It's a North Scott team that gets to the free throw line a ton.
Yeah, very well-coached team.
12-9. The old-fashioned three-point play. Mader puts it on the floor, coming left, picks it up. Free throw line extended. Bullet pass down low to Bastion and travel.
Yeah, good defense. North Scott did a nice job. Held her ground.
First turnover of the game against Xavier.
Yeah, and look at how many transition points they've all had. Are just up and down. That's kind of a shocking stat.
Our stats aren't working here. Reminds us of the state tournament.
Yes.
A little bit. 42 seconds to play. 25 on the shot clock. Case holds it high over her head, left wing. Plays catch now with Happel. Ball fake comes right, circles that way. And against the Xavier defense. Here's Case, deep three, rims out, no good. Rebounded Bastion. Brielle on the run. Lead pass ahead, Mary-Kate Mader. Shot clock off. See if Xavier goes for one. 15 seconds. Arnold, jab step. Nice crossover dribble. Arnold all the way in. Traffic. Little bump. Nothing called. Play on. And Buffelli out of there with it.
There you go. You got 8 seconds.
Up ahead, Hagedorn to Case. Right wing three at the buzzer. No good. And that's going to do it for the first quarter of play. We're through one here from Coe College at Rivalry Saturday. It's North Scott 12 and the Xavier Saints 9. Back with quarter number two in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report presented by Schimberg Company.
After tonight's game versus number one rated and defending Class 4A state champion North Scott, the Xavier girls basketball team is back in action next Friday night, December 6th, as the Saints begin Mississippi Valley Conference play by hosting the Jefferson Jayhawks at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. Varsity game is set for 7:30. The boys and girls bowling teams will open their season by hosting Dubuque Hempstead next Tuesday at Mace City Bowl. The boys basketball team tips off against Mount Pleasant next Tuesday at home. And the Xavier wrestlers will host Iowa City High next Thursday night to start their campaign.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
Scott Unash, Steve Dozer back with you here from Quahog Arena. We'd love to give you the first quarter numbers, but they've got a glitch in the system right now. Again, Xavier playing without head coach Tom Lilly tonight. Home with the flu. First game he has missed. Xavier will start the second quarter. Avery Beckman in there along with Daniels, Bastion, Schmidt, and Arnold. Starting five in there for the Saints. Daniels coming left off the ball screen. Now comes right all the way down the lane. Scoops it up. No good, too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Loose. They dive on the floor. North Scott comes away with it.
Boy, just the aggressiveness of both teams. I love that when they're all diving for the ball.
Buffelli, Happel, Case in there. Buffelli loose inside and forget it.
Wow, just so strong. Strong hands, just use their body well. And North Scott can beat you so many ways, inside, outside.
Latham and Hagedorn in there, so four starters. Step back, jumper on the way, 17 won't go. And the rebound to North Scott off the Beckman miss. Case, crossover dribble, they got a two-on-two. Driving a kick outside, Hagedorn fakes, little floater inside, no good. Buffelli rebounds and left hands it up and in. 11 already for Grace Buffelli. 6-2 and solid.
Just hard worker. Just a hard worker.
Daniels fakes and scores down the lane. Wanted a foul, didn't get it.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to ask a referee that you missed one.
16-9. Skip pass, Hagedorn up top. Xavier in the 1-3-1 still. They're really sloughing down on Buffelli. Three won't go, and Hagedorn's miss. Rebounded by Bastion. Three on the run. No look pass over to Arnold. Puts it on the floor. On the drive and got fouled.
Their body.
Only the second foul, but free throws coming up. And that foul, either 24.
Yep.
Hagedorn. Her first and the first of the quarter, and the free throw curls in for Libby Arnold.
You know, I like the 1-3-1, Scott. I think the 1-3-1 bodes well for what they're trying to do. You don't want to get Buffelli down on the block by herself, so you got some help with the 1-3-1, and you're able to play behind her at the top of the block, which is Xavier's trying to do.
Second free throw up and good.
She's just so aggressive on a miss that she's always around the ball.
Xavier hanging in there. It's a 16-13 lead for North Scott. They jumped out 5-0. Xavier tied at once. They have not led. Feet inside, but Philly came up short. Good defense by Carls back in there. Daniels the other way. No look pass to Mary-Kate Mater. Up top, Arnold over to Beckman. Fakes the three. Harry on the drive. Little floater in and out. No good. Rebound and a loose underneath. Picked up by Carl. Her turnaround, no. And Buffelli with the board.
Yeah, she brought it down, which you don't like to see, and the guards got it again.
Latham, ball fake.
Nice move.
On the drive, no good on the shot, but fouled. And Adrian Latham will go to the free throw line for the Lady Lancers. And that's a second foul on Maya Carl. So she's got two and Aubrey Jones has two. And free throws for Latham. As it's up and good. Already six free throws in the ball game for North Scott.
Well, last year North Scott shot about 68%, so a pretty good free throw shooting team.
And like we said, they get there a ton.
They do.
Missed that one. And a takeaway on the rebound. Shot no good, but Happel fouled.
Boy, you're 90 feet away from your basket, too.
And they're going to get the foul on Libby Arnold. First on Arnold. Second foul of the quarter on the Saints. And the free throw good by Happel. He's got four. Hit the first three of the ball game. Grace Reese comes in now for Xavier for the first time. 5'8 senior. Second one good. This is not a deep Xavier team. They only have 11 on the roster. And they've got some foul issues already. Beckman, two-person game with Daniels. They're clearing out for Caitlin. Couple jab steps, goes one-on-one with Case, takes her baseline. Cut off by the double team, tried to pass it out and got it.
Wow, good stuff.
Saved by Avery Beckman.
Yeah, Beckman did a nice job.
Beckman's runner blocked by Latham. Oh, and got away with a double dribble.
Right in midcourt, too.
Happel with 5:10 to go. Cut off on the baseline, doubled, gets it out top to Case. They go cross court. Back it comes to Happel. Five to play, first half. 19-13 North Scott, the final game of Rivalry Saturday. Been a great day of basketball in the first seven games.
They've had good officiating, too, all day. Really good crews here.
Yes, they have. Here's Scott for three, no, and Beckman one-hands the board. Harry, outlet pass right side to Caitlin Daniels. Case comes out on her. Flips it back for Arnold's three. That won't go, and goes over the top of the backboard. As back in for North Scott will be Kilberg.
Well, you know what, too? Xavier's kept it still. It's only a six-point game right now for North Scott, and they've done a really good job. That 1-3-1 has just made a lot of hands around Buffelli where she's not had an isolation yet tonight.
No.
It's all come off her hard work and rebounds.
Absolutely, and there's a throwaway by the Lancers. Six turnover on North Scott. Xavier with only one as Bastion will replace Libby Arnold in the Saint lineup.
And I'll be curious what Xavier does now with Buffelli out, if they'll go to man-to-man or if they'll stay in that 1-3-1.
Yeah, first breather for Buffelli. Sits down right behind TJ Case. Daniels behind the ball screen. Can't do anything with it. Now a little stutter move, steps back, three on the way, good, right of the circle.
Yeah, there's not many that do the step back as well as Caitlin. She can beat you off the dribble, so it makes you back up, and then she can just pull up and take a step back and jumper.
Case got double to Bastion. Good hands with the takeaway. Turnover number seven, up to Daniels. Pull up free throw line, jumper, yes, right through, and timeout North Scott.
Boy, what a run, what a run.
Xavier back within one at 19-18. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:49 to play, first half. North Scott 19, Cedar Rapids Xavier 18. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KGYM.
Friends, neighbors, family. At Hills Bank, we know the bonds you form with those around you can last a lifetime. That's why we're here to help at every point in your life. From your first house, to signing your kids up for the Penny Savers Club, to planning for retirement and enjoying travel with our Friends Club, Hills Bank is part of your journey every step of the way. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No two concussions are the same, and the team at Progressive Rehabilitation Associates evaluates each concussion in great detail to ensure your recovery is individualized from start to finish. From rest to full recovery, the team of athletic trainers and sports physical therapists at Progressive Rehabilitation Associates will help you return to school and sports activities in the quickest and safest way possible. Progressive Rehabilitation Associates offers same and next day appointments in our six convenient locations in the corridor. If concussion is a concern, visit PRAIowa.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you from Cohawk Arena as Xavier with a little mini run. Saints with 7-2 run. Pull within one at 19-18. Three from the near corner, no good by Case. Rebounded by Xavier.
Well, she doesn't miss many, and she's missed three of those tonight, so one's bound to go in.
And Buffelli's coming right back into the lineup for North Scott.
Take a breather. Are you done? Come on back.
As the Saints can take the lead. Two-person game. They lurk the weave up top. Beckman between the legs with it. Over to the far side.
Crossover.
And a foul. Aubrey Jones back in with two fouls, goes to the line.
You know, we didn't see much of that last year, Scott. It was Xavier, where others were just taking it to the hole and driving in, and you're seeing a lot more confidence out of Xavier team and a little more experience to this group.
Jones, right-handed free throw, rimming and good. High school basketball presented by Hills Bank. Connection is here. Hillsbank.com. Jones with one more. Off the back heel, no. Offensive board, though, for the Saints. You don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
Against Buffelli and North Scott. Beckman off the clear out. Little head and shoulder fake. Goes up for three, no. Rebounded on the weak side. And we've got a tied ball and a foul on Xavier.
Yeah, reach in. Tried to tie it up.
Third in the quarter, and they're going to get Brielle Bastion on the foul. That'll be her first and the third of the quarter. You shoot two on the fifth. 19-19, second tie here of the first half. Feed in the high post. Buffelli kicks it outside. Three up, no good by Happel. Buffelli, the offensive rebound, turns, fires.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah. What a finish. Wow, she's so strong. Oh, so strong. I have yet, Scott, to see a true post as strong as her in a long time around here.
Daniels gets her second foul.
Jade Rogers. Maybe.
Maybe. Free throw good. How about Kia?
Yeah, right.
Buffelli caps off the three-point play and a good free throw shooter to boot. He's 6 of 6, and a 30-second timeout going to be taken here by Steph Potts. And the Saints will keep it here with 2:37 to play in the first half. And North Scott up 22-19. As we'll give you the other scores of the day here at the halftime break. But it's been a great day of basketball. That Cedar Falls-Johnston game was about as good a game as you're going to see.
Well, just, and if you look at the, first of all, two great programs, but the thing is, too, just you marvel at their athletic ability, their size, their athleticism, just and their strength. I mean, it looked like two college teams size-wise, you know. You look like two Division III college teams. Just a back and forth all the way to the end.
Kansas State has beaten Iowa State tonight in football, 27-17.
They beat them or are leading?
Beat them. It's over. Xavier with the ball and a travel. Going to be called on Arnold.
See that a lot, the old quick slide of the foot.
You can get away with it at times.
You can. Some don't call it, and some see it every time.
2:22 to play here in the half.
1-3-1 still for Xavier.
They're extending it. Bastion knocked it out of bounds.
That 1-3-1's caused a little bit, and North Scott has not hit much from outside from the three, so that's keeping Xavier in it.
Rachel Anderson, 5'3 senior, into the ballgame for the first time, had it knocked away. Here's Scott, corner three, no. Offensive rebound all alone, and the putback is good.
But what has hurt them is the offensive rebound, and that's they've rebounded very well against that 1-3-1.
Anderson got that one. Daniels crossover, angles right. Nolan pass underneath the Jones. Kick back outside, baseline jumper short, front iron. Offensive rebound, Jones, no.
Oh.
Third effort up, good, finally by Libby Arnold.
Just good hustle by Xavier, staying with it.
24-21, Saints down three with a minute 40 to play against the defending state champions. Anderson harassed out front by Daniels. As right now, North Scott playing without Case, and there's a reach foul on Grace Reese.
Yeah, she got caught behind her, and that's just a mismatch with about anybody when you play behind Grace.
the Graces going against each other there.
Yeah.
And this will be the double quarter bonus as that's team foul number five, and Buffelli to the line and swishes another one. Three fresh Saints coming in. Schmidt in. Beckman and Mary Kate Mader all in for Xavier. Buffelli one more. A perfect 7 of 7 from the line, make it 8 of 8.
And has she hit rim on those free throws?
I don't think so.
Yeah, just nothing but net.
16 for Buffelli, coming off 37 against Kennedy the other night. Beckman, stutter dribble coming right. Little pick and roll underneath, and Schmidt had it go off a Lancer out of bounds.
Well, and Buffelli, too, you can hear up here where we're sitting, is that she's always talking, always telling our team where to go, and talking about the cuts and switching, so just a real leader on both ends.
Lexi Turner, freshman guard, coming in. It's Xavier inbounds. Arnold, the leaning runner, no good. And the rebound out of there to Samantha Scott for North Scott. Anderson up top to Hagedorn, who's back in there. 1:04 to play. Hook pass down low, going up strong, missing it, no good. Rebound Buffelli up and in off the miss by Latham. 18 for Buffelli. 28-21. Quick three. Good, oh, Libby Arnold.
Yeah, good three. She got spotted straight up, spotted up perfectly. Perfect form.
Hit 16 a year ago, shot 30%. That was a big one. 28-24. Skip pass. Scott, no looker inside to Buffelli. Wide open and got another layup.
Boy, if you're going to stop her, Scott, you almost got to take both hands away on a shot because she's that strong to finish.
Turner driving a kick to Beckman. Shot clock off, 23 seconds. Beckman, stutter dribble coming off the high ball screen. Coming right of the lane. Cut off there by Scott. Gets it to Arnold as they work the triangle right. Down to 12 seconds. Arnold into the lane. Scoops it up and in with a right hand through traffic. 9 for Arnold. 5 seconds. Crossing the timeline. North Scott. Anderson over to the corner. 3 up and in and out. No good at the horn. Well played first half. Here from Coe College and Rivalry Saturday, and we are at the break. It is North Scott 30 and Cedar Rapids Xavier 26. We'll come back, talk halftime. After this 2-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Basketball presented by Hills Bank on KGYN.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Friends, neighbors, family. At Hills Bank, we know the bonds you form with those around you can last a lifetime. That's why we're here to help at every point in your life. From your first house, to signing your kids up for the Penny Savers Club, to planning for retirement and enjoying travel with our Friends Club, Hills Bank is part of your journey every step of the way. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS One Score, September 2019.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers, live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Scott Unash, Steve Dozier back with you here at Cohawk Arena. As Rivalry Saturday comes to a conclusion after this ball game, and a good one here at half. 30-26, North Scott on top. of the Xavier Saints. North Scott led 12-9 after that first quarter of play. Xavier hanging in there, but just Buffelli with two-thirds of the points already for this North Scott basketball team. Just amazing, but you know what? Xavier hanging in there, and they're doing it with Caitlin Daniels having a good first half with 14 points. Libby Arnold came alive in that second quarter. Aubrey Jones came in and gave Xavier a little bit of a good run as well.
Well, I like what Aubrey did defensively. She caused a lot of problems early on. Doubled down on Buffelli, got a couple steals and tie-ups, and I thought defensively she was a tone setter. And right now, Caitlin's hitting a few shots, but now we had Libby Arnold hit a big three, so now you're starting to see a little more confidence out of Xavier and starting to say, hey, we can do this. Let's go.
Take a look at the scoring in the first half for North Scott. Grace Buffelli leading the way. 6 of 8 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line to go along with 7 rebounds, including 3 offensive boards. 20 points in the first half for the future UNI Panther. Sydney Happel with 4 points in the first half on a three-pointer and a free throw. And then 2 apiece for Adrian Latham, Presley Case, and Rachel Anderson for the North Scott total of 30. For the Saints, Caitlin Daniels leading the way with 14 points in the first half, was 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from three-point range. Libby Arnold with 9, all in the second quarter. 3 field goals, including a 3 and 2 free throws, and then Aubrey Jones with a field goal and a free throw for 3. So only 3 Saints have scored so far in the first half of play. Bench scoring right now is tied at 2 apiece in the ball game. Actually, it's 2-0 in favor of North Scott right now. And that is it for the bench scoring in the first half. Shooting in the first half, we have our official stats now. North Scott is 9 of 25, 36%. Only 1 of 11 and 9% from beyond the arc, but 11 of 12 and 92% from the free throw line. For the Xavier Saints, 10 of 29 shooting in the first half, 35%. 3 of 8, 38% from 3. And 3 out of 4, 75% from the free throw line in that first half of play. And you have rebounding numbers in front of you.
Well, shocker, but Grace Buffelli is leading in rebounding. And right now, North Scott has 24 rebounds, led by Grace Buffelli with 7, 3 offensive and 4 defensive. But overall, you got North Scott with 24, 17 defensive and 7 offensive. And then with Xavier, they have 13 rebounds, 10 on the defensive end and 3 on the offensive end. And, rebounding right now, it's just, boy, when that ball goes up, if there's a miss, Buffelli's hands are all over it. And such a strong presence. I can't say enough, and I've already said a lot about her, but, boy, just what a strong player she is.
But only a 4-point lead for North Scott at halftime. Now, if you're Steph Potts filling in for Tom Lillian tonight and the rest of the staff, you went 1-3-1 basically the entire first half. You tried to slough off a little bit, help out on Buffelli. Maybe try something a little bit different the second half. I don't know.
Where Buffelli's hurt, it was on the missed baskets. I mean, just the staying with it and the offensive rebound is what's really hurt them. Xavier's not rebounded well off that 1-3-1, and that's what's hurt them. I think the 1-3-1 has been good for them on Buffelli. North Scott hasn't really hit very many outside shots. So I think they probably stay in that. They just need to rebound, and somebody's got to find a body on Buffelli because, like you said, once she touches it, Scott, it's over. I mean, that ball's back in.
The other scores from earlier on today, Maquoketa Valley got the day off with a 48-37 victory over Sumner Fredericksburg. Iowa City West defeats Gilbert 52-41. It was Waukon over MFL Marmac 61-55. Montezuma, number 1 in 1A, Tia Wettering, the future Hawkeye out there, beats East Buchanan 53-38. It was West Hancock over West Branch in a terrific battle in Class 2A, 46-41. Game of the day, K came back-to-back games of the day. Cedar Falls held off Johnston 58-57. And in overtime, North Glenn beat Van Buren 51-47. Back with you on Tuesday with more basketball. A pair of games coming your way on KGYM. Myself and Ryan Lersman will be over at Marion, the Marion boys. Their first game under head coach Pete Messerly, as it'll be Marion and Williamsburg starting off WOMAC conference play. We'll have it on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for you at 7:30. 106.3 FM coming up on Tuesday night. Doesn't get much better than this for a boys non-conference in 4A as West Des Moines Dowling comes to Iowa City to take on Steve Bergman and West High. And that should be a good one. Miles Klotz and Eric Peterson on the call of that one at 7:30 coming up on Tuesday evening.
Well, Linmar, too. Linmar always plays a Des Moines team. You'll see a Des Moines team's coming. I like to see more and more of that. And I think the Cedar Rapids teams know they need to play those type of competition when you get there. And we've seen in girls basketball, Scott, we need to do more of that from our area for girls basketball and play more of those teams.
The only problem is they are starting to play a round robin in the CIML.
That's
now.
Right. And that's the thing. And so you lose these non-conference opportunities. But I tell you what, you know, we saw it last year. There is a difference right now. I mean, when we saw the Des Moines teams versus Cedar Rapids teams, and I think the more that we can play Des Moines teams, the better it's going to help.
And girls especially.
That's what I mean, and girls especially, for sure. So I think that's where the girls really need to try to find that. But it's tough to find non-conference games. Everybody's playing themselves twice, and that leaves you maybe two or three games. And ADs like to have rivalry games. You want to have a gate in there, so I understand that. But, boy, I'd sure like to see the girls' side really pick up that. But it's nice to see Iowa City. Linmar does that for boys, and it's great to watch that kind of competition.
Well, both teams coming back out onto the court as it's a 30-26 lead here as we come up on the 10 o'clock hour here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, KZIA, HD 3 and 4. And set the lineups for you as we get ready for half number two. Our officials tonight for the final two games, Jeff Horst, Ray Wilden, and I believe Sean Herrmann is the name of the third official. I believe it's Sean. Jeff Fries was telling me about the name earlier on.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's been just good officiating crews all day long. We've had a representative for the girls' union here, which was great. Scott Monk said he thinks it's been their best day of competition up and down they've had.
Oh, here. I think
yeah,
so, too.
I agree, and he's done just such a great job with this tournament and promotion of girls' basketball.
North Scott will have it first on the alternate arrow.
And good pizza.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Monk.
Case, Latham, Happel, Scott, and Buffelli, the five. And Xavier's going to stay in the 1-3-1. Pass inside, deflected. And Daniels trying for the save, couldn't do it. Touches the baseline. Xavier with Aubrey Jones, Caitlin Daniels, Libby Arnold, Brielle Bastion starting the second half, and Avery Beckman. Inbounds comes to Case. Circles left. They're going to double team her along the sideline, trying for some help, and threw it away. Pass ahead. Daniels beating
don't
everybody
foul,
back all the way. Layup.
Yeah.
Good. It'll count a foul.
Yeah, you know she's going to make it, so why foul her? I just stay away and take your medicine.
Adrian Latham gets the foul. And Daniels to the line to try to cut the lead to one.
There's just certain players that can finish, you know, and you don't want to foul them because they're going to finish, and Caitlin Daniels is one of those players.
17 for the future Blazer from UAB. 30-29.
Now they're starting Buffelli low, which is interesting. They have
and a double out front. Aubrey Jones from behind comes up with a steal and a tie-up.
Yeah, they have Adrian Latham playing high post right now, and that's a smart move, so that way they can try to isolate Buffelli down low now, one-on-one. So interesting chess match right now with Case and moving Adrian Latham up towards the top block.
But Xavier's countering with the double.
Yes, they are, and that's been an issue.
So there's a difference by both coaches here. Good job by both staffs. Arnold, standing dribble, looking for some help to bash it into the corner. Scott coming out on her. She'll put up the three. No good on the line driver, and a rebound to Case. Minute into the second half. Xavier down by a point. Bullet pass cross court. They set up Scott. Three-pointer good from the left side.
Boy, they needed that. They were 1-for-11 from the three first half, so that's good to see them hit one.
Scott's first points as well. And the lead back to four, 33-29. Daniels in the front court. To Arnold. Stop and go dribble. Backs her way in. Little scoop layup off the spin. Missed everything. Rebounded out of there by Scott. Here comes Case. No look pass to a running Buffelli. Had it taken away from behind and a late whistle. Now are they going to get Jones or are they going to get Bastion? They're going to get Bastion.
Yeah, Bastion. That's
because Jones got the steal.
Yeah, and she just reached a little bit at the end, but yeah, it's a tough one.
Inbound to Scott. She'll try for three. No good. Rebound tipped out deep. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Xavier. Arnold, great pass to Jones. Layup good.
Boy, heads up play by Arnold. She knew she was going to try to get the steal. And the next thing you know, she's already looked up before she even got the steal to get it to her teammate.
33-31. Xavier hanging in there down two. Now they're going to go to a 2-3 zone.
Yep.
Here's Case. Three-pointer no good. And Happel the board for North Scott. Hard to rebound out of that 2-3. They're going to front with Arnold. Ball loose. Jones comes away with it. Two on two. Good pass to Beckman. And it is pushed and fouled on the layup attempt.
Boy, the pendulum has swung a little bit.
Yes, it has. Case on the foul. Her first. Second on North Scott. And Xavier shooting for the tie. With Beckman, who rattles the first one up and good.
Well, I like the change that Steph Potts has made at halftime, Scott. I mean, they double-teamed the wing, come out there, played a little 2-3 zone now, and that's caused North Scott to force some things inside that hasn't been there due to the defensive change.
Case will come out. Hattie Hagedorn in as Xavier has tied it up. At 33 apiece, 7-3 run to start the second half here by the Xavier Saints. High post, Buffelli driving, goes up with a leaner, no, hit the deck, but North Scott the board, and a reach on Daniels. And that's three on Caitlin Daniels. First Saint with three fouls.
Yeah, if you're Coach Potts right now, you got to think about what do you do. But, you know, Larry Niemeyer back in the day would say, you got to learn to play with three, it shouldn't matter.
Inbound, three's good.
Boy, North Scott now hitting a few outside. They did not do that at all in the first half.
Samantha Scott with two triples here in the third quarter. 36-33, Lancers by three. Daniels coming right. Frees herself, no look pass inside to Arnold. Leaner good by
good
Libby Arnold.
Through. Good step through by Libby Arnold. Good pass by Daniels.
Is there anybody better around here with the no-look passes? Good
no.
Feed inside, and Buffelli with two from the feed from Latham.
Yeah, Daniels has a way to just kind of look off and just make that opposite pass and just a lot of eyes everywhere.
38-35, Daniels for three and a tie, and she got it left of the key. We said Daniels needed a good night, and she's having one with 20. And it's 38-38. Buffelli now in the high post to Scott. She'll try for two in a row and buries it.
Boy, that was something they were missing first half, too.
38, or make it 41-38. North Scott with a three-point lead. And we're going to get a Xavier full timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:22 to play here in the third. It's North Scott 41, Xavier 38. Back in a minute. This is high school basketball presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
After tonight's game versus number one rated and defending Class 4A state champion North Scott, the Xavier girls basketball team is back in action next Friday night, December 6th, as the Saints begin Mississippi Valley Conference play by hosting the Jefferson Jayhawks at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. Varsity game is set for 7:30. The boys and girls bowling teams will open their season by hosting Dubuque Hempstead next Tuesday at Mace City Bowl. The boys basketball team tips off against Mount Pleasant next Tuesday at home. And the Xavier wrestlers will host Iowa City High next Thursday night to start their campaign.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company, Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
Listening to high school basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Can Xavier keep up this intensity of the third quarter? And I think that was a good timeout by Steph Potts just to get Xavier their breath back.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Kalen Dan has kind of taken over here offensively. Oh, they got by with the travel.
Well, they threw it away anyway. Jones tried to split defenders inside and got off balance and then threw it away. Only the third Xavier turnover of the ball game.
Well, both teams are just so fundamentally sound, fundamentally coached, and just two good programs that don't make too many mental mistakes.
At halftime, Xavier had 14 points off turnovers. That is how they are staying in this ball game. Scott picked up by Aubrey Jones up front. And Xavier back to the 1-3-1, and the pass fumbled out of bounds off the hands of Hagedorn. Turnover number 11 against Norris Scott. Only three on the Saints. Over the halfway mark of the third, Aubrey Jones coming left. Flips it back out top. Bastion, they give her room. Leaves it for Beckman. Coming right with the stutter dribble. As Xavier's going to get Daniels right back into the ball game. Jones, crossover, driving a kick to Bastion. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Bastion coming right. Feeds Beckman. Right wing three. No, back iron and off. At Xavier, the offensive board. Arnold takes it strong to the basket. Left hand layup won't go. And Samantha Scott, the rebound for North Scott. Lancers with the ball and a three-point lead and a bad pass. Steal by Mary-Kate Maynard. Feed ahead to Jones. Collects it. Goes up. No good. Xavier wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Buffelli the rebound. Outlet pass. Here comes Scott. Does not have numbers, and she'll circle it back out front.
Boy, North Scott lucked out there, Scott. Just a poor turnover on North Scott's end, and they're lucky it didn't turn into points.
And another turnover and a foul.
Boy, just some dumb passing right now, but that comes with Xavier, too. They're just putting a lot of pressure on him.
And I think they're going to get that foul on Scott. And that will be the case. Samantha Scott, her second. And the third of the quarter against North Scott. Off the inbound, Daniels flips it underneath to Arnold and got fouled. And she'll go to the line. No look, bullet pass.
Boy. I'm sure early on the kids that join Caitlin, if they're not looking, they're sure they've taken a few to the face. So all it takes is one to say, you better watch when I have the ball. You never know. And another case in point.
Hagedorn second. And the free throw is up and perfect for Avery Beckman. Sophomore with three all from the line. As Maya Carl back in for Xavier. Free throw number two. Rims out, no good. Carl, the offensive rebound, and had her shot blocked by Buffelli.
Yeah, should have probably went up and straight up and down. A little head fake, make a move, if not, kick it out.
41-39, two-point lead. Into the game for North Scott. Latham back in there. Hagedorn, high dribble, almost had it poked away. Now drives baseline. Nice feed to Buffelli for the layup.
Boy, they came to double-team her off the drive, and that opened it up for Buffelli. She did a nice job finding her.
You can't double off of Buffelli.
You can never leave Buffelli.
You just cannot do it.
No.
North Scott by Ford, 43-39. Beckman coming right. Crossover dribble, takes the free throw line, driving a kick. Maynard three, front iron, no.
Boy, Xavier's got some good looks, too, last three possessions. Just have not been able to knock him down.
Under two to play, and Jones comes up with a steal. Feeds it ahead to Daniels. No look, bounce underneath, layup good, Beckman.
Boy, you thought she was going to pull up for a three, and she bit on that and just gave a nice bounce pass.
Five for Avery Beckman. Timeout, North Scott, and TJ Case is beside himself with the turnovers.
Yeah, and he should be. I mean, these are some forced errors and unforced errors, and just
well, when you have a veteran team like
that's what
got.
I mean. That's the frustration part with him right now. And I like what Xavier's doing. They're not backing down. They're giving them some pressure. Sometimes your good teams got teams are scared to go, do pressure against them because they think they'll do too well and get open looks. Well, Xavier's doing that to them right now, and they're struggling.
43-41, North Scott. They have led the entire game. Xavier has tied it on a couple of occasions. Have not been able to take the lead, though. As it will be. North Scott basketball off the timeout. They feed the high post to Latham. They reverse it over to Case, who's back in there now. Trapped along the sideline. Doubled over there by Mater and Bastion. And a jump ball.
Wow. Tell you what, Case got herself in the corner, and Xavier just smelled blood and went right after her. And good job by Xavier. They've had a lot of those double teams outside that North Scott has really struggled with.
Answers, though, we'll have it on the arrow. They'll lob it up top to Happel. Happel finds Latham. Trying to get it to Buffelli. Here's the runner for the baseline. Misses everything by Case, but there's Buffelli with the rebound and the putback for two and a foul.
Boy, we really haven't mentioned Presley Case much tonight. You know, she has not been able to kind of find the zone a little bit, and so that just makes it a little bit tougher.
26 for Buffelli. And I have a new ball here.
I've not seen that before in the middle of a game.
The ball went underneath the bleachers.
Yeah, went under the bleachers.
Well, good luck, folks. I'm not sure.
Back in the day when you're a kid, you'd love to go get that.
I am not sure how this is going to get back, but they'll figure it out.
They found a little opening.
Free throw is good. Oh, you've seen everything over the years, and now we've seen the ball go under the bleachers.
Oh, I love it.
They're going to have a young lady crawl there to get it. All right. 46-41, lead back up to five. Daniels, nice pass to Bastion, but got caught in traffic in the lane. Tried to flip it out, loosened the floor, picked up by Arnold. Defines Daniels, three, no good, short.
Big.
Bastion, the rebound, put back won't go, and the rebound, Buffelli fouled. Ain't they going to get Bastion? Third on Brielle Bastion. It's not the fifth foul yet. That's team's fourth of the quarter. As Jones back in for Xavier. With 46 seconds to play in the quarter. 46-41. North Scott with the ball. 37 seconds on the big clock, 22 on the shot clock. Case, lob pass inside against the double team, broken up. Stolen out of there by Daniels. Turnover number 15 finds Arnold inside for the layup.
Oh, what a nice heads-up pass. Kaylin just has great patience and knows when to strike, and when she finds that strike, she'll do it.
46-43, shot clock off, 14 to play in the third. High post, Happel puts it on the floor, leaves it for Case at the right point. Down to 6 seconds. They get it inside. Ooh, and a foul.
Wow.
Oh, and if that's Daniels, that's four.
Wow, that's...
And it is.
Oh, boy.
Came from the weak side,
she came
Steve.
From the weak side. Looked like it was all ball, and she was just made a good passing lane read, and that was it. Knocked the ball out of bounds. So, boy, that's a huge foul.
Kaitlin's going to have to come out. Buffelli gets the double bonus, the quarter bonus, and it's good. 28 for Buffelli. And now how long do you keep Kaitlin Daniels out?
Boy, that's, you need her. I mean, you have to have her in.
Free throw number two, short. Rebound, tipped around. North Scott's got it. 2 seconds, forcing the shot up, no good. And that will do the third quarter. Well, buckle the seatbelts. We got a good one after three. It's North Scott, 47. And the Xavier Saints, 43. We'll come back with quarter number four in a minute. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball, presented by Hills Bank, right here on KGYM.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
No two concussions are the same, and the team at Progressive Rehabilitation Associates evaluates each concussion in great detail to ensure your recovery is individualized from start to finish. From rest to full recovery, the team of athletic trainers and sports physical therapists at Progressive Rehabilitation Associates will help you return to school and sports activities in the quickest and safest way possible. Progressive Rehabilitation Associates offers same and next day appointments in our six convenient locations in the corridor. If concussion is a concern, visit PRAIowa.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
We start the fourth quarter with Caitlin Daniels on the bench with four fouls. And Xavier down four. They'll have the ball first to start the final quarter of play. As Lexi Turner into the ball game now, along with Beckman, Jones, Arnold, and Mary Kate Mader. Jones going one-on-one, backing her way in. Now goes into the lane and scores. Got around Buffelli.
Boy, she did, and that's something they need to do. They need to find somebody else who can look to score and create scoring opportunities.
47-45, wow. Wing pass stolen. Mader all the way, can't get the layup. Rebound Xavier, back to Mader for the jumper, no good. And Turner gets another board for the Saints.
Well, second half, I tell you, Xavier's been the aggressor.
Here's Arnold, three for the lead. That won't go. Rebound again, Xavier.
Traveled.
And on the floor,
traveled.
A jump.
Nope, jump ball.
It'll go to North Scott, though. Only the fourth Xavier turnover. Tell you what, win or lose, Xavier has played one whale of a game today.
Yeah, they played a great game, and especially second half when they came out and how they came out second half. Just outstanding job by Xavier and the coaching staff.
47-45, Case, Latham, Happel, Scott, and Buffelli in there for North Scott. Buffelli in the high post. Gets doubled at the free throw line. Kick to Case, open three, in and out. Rebounded by Jones. Xavier on the run. Ball tipped away. Loose at the center line. Jones dives for it.
Good hustle.
Keeps it alive to Arnold. Avery Beckman in there. A couple jab steps. Beckman's got Buffelli on her, so that's a little bit of a mismatch. And back to Turner. Crossover. A couple of drives and got fouled by Latham.
Well, North Sky, you don't need to foul right now. Just make... push Xavier to shoot the three-pointer at this point, because with Caitlin out, that's going to be a little bit difficult, so no need to reach.
First of the quarter. Jones trying to get it in and finally does. Turner a bounce. 6.5 to play in the ball game. Jones in the high post. Fake and a kick outside. Three is going to be an air ball short, and a rebound out of there to Happel. Xavier down two. Long up court pass. Buffelli, what a catch.
What a catch, what a throw. You think they've done that a few times?
Layup good, and that's 30 for Grace Buffelli. Had 37 the other night and 30 tonight. Turner, high post. Gets it right of the circle. Jones crossover, driving a kick out to Arnold. Fumbled it for a moment. Picks it back up.
Too much dribbling.
Out on her. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Here's Beckman. Fake, now a three, no. And the rebound to Happel.
Well, right now, you have Kayla's coming in. You got to look at having her back.
Great outlet. Buffelli beat Jones back.
Just look how she runs the floor. Just so strong and such a hard worker.
32 for Buffelli. Arnold backing away in. Got double.
Case. Great hands.
Case comes up with a steal. One on two. Pull up jumper, rimming, no. Rebound loose in the lane. Picked up, and now we've got a whistle. And Arnold on the other end is limping, getting up. Says, I'm going to be all right.
Boy, Case did a nice job stealing the ball, but she's coming down one on three, and that's just kind of one where you're better off pulling it out. Wait till you know, your lineup gets there, run a little clock off and get DeFell in position.
51-45. Daniels back in there with the four fouls. So cleared out for it. Going one-on-one. Drives in. Too strong in the layup. Got her own rebound. Fall away. Jumper. That's short.
She got by with maybe a foul on that.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, for sure.
Case on the run. To the trailer. Latham back at the point. And they'll set it up with five to go in the ball game. Case going one-on-one. Drives. And if that's Daniels, that's it. And we'll see if...
Nope.
No, it's not. Going to be on Beckman. Second on Avery Beckman.
Boy, that would have been huge.
Case on the line, way short on the first one.
Yeah, she has not had her normal game that we typically see out of her tonight.
Usually a terrific free throw shooter. 83% the other night. Second one up, good, rattled it home. Only 3 points for Presley Case. A little token pressure put on by North Scott. Now they'll back it off. 4:48 to play. Daniels behind the screen. That's a deep three, no good, short. And the rebound to North Scott.
She's got to be careful here. She's frustrated. Oh, the good steal.
And a steal and two.
Sometimes when you're frustrated, you know you're. Should have made that, and sometimes it brings a foul.
22 for Caitlin Daniels. 52-47. She's exhausted right now.
She is.
Kick outside. Scott, triple good. Timeout, North Scott.
Has she not been the difference second half?
Four threes in the second half.
Boy, they needed that, too, with Case kind of being off for her game tonight.
Timeout. A full one. We'll take it with them. 4:21 to play in the ball game. North Scott 55, Xavier 47. Back after this here on KGYM.
Who does Hertine and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Friends, neighbors, family. At Hills Bank, we know the bonds you form with those around you can last a lifetime. That's why we're here to help at every point in your life. From your first house, to signing your kids up for the Penny Savers Club, to planning for retirement and enjoying travel with our Friends Club, Hills Bank is part of your journey every step of the way. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio. KGYN.
Back at Quahog Arena, 4:21 remaining in Rivalry Saturday, and North Scott behind the four threes in the second half by 5'9 junior Samantha Scott with the lead. Daniels in the front court, see if Xavier runs something special off the timeout. Bastion sets a screen for Beckman, comes left, picked up by Case in the man-to-man. Now Daniels comes off the ball screen. Daniels turns it down to Mater, three, no good. Rebound underneath and a pushing foul on Case from behind.
Yeah, that was a good, good box out.
Team foul number two of the quarter. Ball out of bounds to Xavier.
Well, this is, you know, 3:57 left and you're down, 8 points right now. This is a big possession.
Oh, and the Saints throw it away.
Yeah, this is a big possession and they had an opportunity here. We got to get that back. But that was not the time to have a turnover.
Only the fifth of the game for the Saints. Latham, Buffelli, Happel, Case, and Scott in there for North Scott. Cross-court pass. Latham started to drive, kicked it back out top. Lancers will set it up. 3:40 to play in the ballgame.
Well, they're in man-to-man. Well, they're 1-3-1. Still one back to 1-3-1, maybe.
Dropping way down with Carl. On the drive, Case, no-look pass, kick outside, three won't go. Buffelli back-tapped it to Daniels.
So you don't need to shoot that right now.
Behind the back with it. Now spinning in the front court. Frees herself, stop-and-go move. Driving a kick, Bastion will go baseline. Buffelli comes over to help. Now back to Daniels. Working on Latham. Down to 14 on the shot clock. Beckman with 10. Puts it on the floor. Stop and go move. She'll turn, fire, and
wow.
hit. Swishes it from the right baseline for 15.
Great jump shot, too, right off the dribble.
7 for Avery Beckman. 55-49, lead at 6. Xavier needs some stops here. Case, lob pass to Scott out front. This is where the shot clock helps you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Latham, skip pass, stolen away. Mader read it beautifully. Bounce pass, Daniels, give and go. Mader, no good, and over the back on the miss.
Well, you know, that's a nice extra pass by Daniels, but if I'm her in that situation, you got to go ahead and finish the layup yourself. I think that's what Stephanie Potts is telling her, too. You better, when you have a chance, you got to be the one shooting that.
2:29 to play in the ball game. Xavier again playing without head coach Tom Lilly tonight. Beckman circles down the lane. Runner good. Got the roll with the right hand. 2 in a row for Avery Beckman. 9 for Beckman all in the second half.
Well, if I'm Caitlin, I back off a little bit here. You don't want to get a quick foul with 2 minutes left and a four-point 50, game.
55-51. Muir North Sky, you got to get a touch for Buffelli.
Yep, but right now there's no backside help.
And they'll lob it into Buffelli, and before the shot, a foul call on the Saints. Only the second of the quarter, though. And it's going to be charged to Bastion, and that is Friel's fourth. Jones in, Arnold in. Bastion will come out. Mader will come out for Xavier. Three timeouts remaining for the Saints. 2 for North Scott. Lancers to inbound.
I love that play.
High low, but Buffelli missed
the
shot.
That's the first time she missed that down there.
Daniels, great. Feet ahead. Arnold, left hand layup. Good. Got the roll.
Wow. 2-point game.
55-53. 6-0 Xavier Mini run.
Turnovers are just killing North Scott.
Feet in the high post. Buffelli to Latham. Xavier crowd into it below us. Minute and a half to play in the game. 17 on the shot clock. Kilberg back into the lineup. To Case at the center circle with 10. Lob pass inside and a foul on Carl.
That's a gutsy pass from Case, being about 20 feet away from her, and tries to make that lob again, but just strong hands by Buffelli to secure the ball.
Fourth foul on the, or make it the third on Xavier of the quarter.
We'll do it again, isolator.
And that's 4 on Carl now. Xavier's got 3 players with 4 fouls. Gilbert on the hand back to Case. She's doubled out front and a foul.
It's going to be a number 5.
Is it Daniels?
No.
I thought it might be number 5.
I think it's Jones.
Aubrey Jones gets her third. And the next foul will put North Scott in the bonus. We're going to get a Xavier timeout prior to that. Timeout. Saints. Going to be a full timeout. We'll take it. Minute 7 to play in the ball game. 55-53. North Scott on top. Back in a minute on KGYN.
Is holiday halftime, and what does that mean? Sport Clips Haircuts is giving away lots of green. We're awarding $500 a day to spend. Check in online to enter, and you just might win. We're gifting the money every day of the week, but your chance to win ends December 15th. So check in to Sport Clips. It's easy to do for a haircut, beard trim, and maybe cash too.
No purchase necessary. 50 US and DC, age 13 or older. Completed service required for check in entry. See rules at sportclips.com/holiday, including how to enter without check in or purchase.
Pros like you find savings every day at Lowe's. But with our Black Friday deals, you can save even more. Buy a DeWalt 12-inch 15-amp dual bevel sliding compound miter saw for just $3.99. And you'll get a DeWalt heavy-duty adjustable miter saw stand absolutely free. Load up on extra batteries and get a 4-pack of DeWalt batteries for $140 less. Now $159 for this week only. For Black Friday deals like these and more, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Saw offer valid 11/27 through 12/5. Battery offer valid 11/28 through 12/4. U.S. only.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
1:07 to play. And a fresh shot clock here for North Scott. Lancers with a 2-point lead. Adrian Latham will get it in to Kilberg. Both teams are shooting double quarter
double
bonus.
Yeah, after this, absolutely.
Case trying to dribble out of the trap. Lobs a pass to Buffelli. Down low to Kilberg, fouled by Jones going up.
Boy, I thought she had her hands on the ball, but is that Wood fouling?
Four on Jones.
Yeah, I thought she had her hand on top of the ball, but.
Kilberg, though, not a great free throw shooter. 0 for 1 on the year. This year wasn't a great one last year. And Kilberg just to the line. It's on the way. Good.
Oh, that's a big free throw. That is a big free throw.
Three-point game, still one possession. For a two-possession lead, right through.
Oh, two big free throws.
Looked good doing it, too.
Yes, she did.
57-53, 52 seconds. Daniels in a hurry. Yeah. Caitlin doubled, flips it underneath, and before the shot, foul. They found Jones. They were doubling Daniels, and she found the open gal.
She did. And, made her defender kind of take a step back. She was attacking rim all the way.
And Buffelli got a foul.
Is that her first?
First.
Yeah, that's her first. And that one is argumentative.
Jones on the line. First one good. Eight in the game for Aubrey Jones. Back to a one-possession game with 47.2 to go. 57-54. Make it 57-55.
Two big free throws there, too.
Now with the shot clock, you don't need to foul here,
no,
Steve.
No, you do not.
30 on the shot clock, 41 on the game clock. Circling right, Presley Case. Picks it up to Samantha Scott in the high post. Trying to get it to Buffelli. Xavier doubling. They get it down low instead to Kilberg on the block.
Smart play by Kilberg. Get it out of there.
25. Now inside Buffelli in the layup. Good. Ran her off a screen.
She did. They do a good job reversing the ball so that they can find the right isolation for Buffelli.
59-55. Daniels behind the screen. Pops the three. Won't go. Put back. No. By Arnold and Buffelli the board.
That would have been huge.
Six seconds. Xavier's got a foul. Up ahead with 3 seconds. They can't catch him. And they're not going to be able to foul. And that's it.
Wow. What a game. What a game.
North Scott holds on. 59-55 win for the defending state champion Lancers. As they go to 2-0 on the season, and Xavier drops to a hard luck, 0-2. Final score, North Scott 59 and the Xavier Saints 55. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back, and have the postgame for you from Cohawk Arena after this. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Welcome back to SportsView. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This team's going to need to change the momentum in the second half. Let's listen in to the head coach to hear his halftime speech.
Listen to me. It all comes down to now. I want to see some fire. A fire that could perfectly grill an accurate smoked sausage. And I want to see more from you out there. More flavor. More condiments. This is a home gate, after all. Now start eating like you belong here!
Yeah! Okay, now I'm fired up. Eckridge, you do you.
At Amazon this holiday, our Black Friday sale has new deals all day. There'll be more, more, and more.
Woohoo! I love it all!
Amazon's Black Friday sale, delivering all you need for less, November 28th through 29th.
Everybody needs somebody. Someone to love. Someone to love. Someone to love.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
What a day of basketball, and it ended with another dandy 59-55 win for the North Scott Lancers over the Xavier Saints. As Xavier drops to 0-2 in the season, North Scott now 2-0. And nothing for Xavier to hang their head about in this one, Steve.
No, and they played a good Assumption team. So you talk about two good programs to face right away. And, yeah, I tell you what, when Daniels went out, when Caitlin went out with four fouls, you thought, okay, this is going to be a time where what kind of Xavier team we're going to see. Then you saw Libby, you saw Arnold step up. You saw all these girls step up and make it, you know. So we're seeing a team that's more confident this year than we saw last year in Xavier. So that's going to do well and bode well for them.
Played a lot better tonight, from what I understand, than they did in the opener on Tuesday night. But second game of the year is always going to be better than that first one.
It is. And just the fact that we know Tom Lilly tonight, and the girls just kind of took it upon themselves that they were going to do everything that he probably – they said he was at practice yesterday. I'm sure not feeling well, but boy, whatever game plan they put in, they did a nice job. And I tell you what, you saw North Scott have a lot of turnovers that you would not typically see, and that's a credit to Xavier.
17 turnovers in the game for North Scott, and only 6 for the Saints tonight.
Boy, yeah, and you know Presley had 7 of them. I mean, that's not typical either. So, credit to Xavier.
Let's take a look at the final numbers in this one. Scoring tonight for the North Scott Lancers, 2 in double figures, led by Grace Buffelli, 6'2 senior, and ahead to UNI next year. You hate to say you get 34 and your average goes down, but that's the way it is. Buffelli with 34 tonight, 12 of 16 from the field, 10 of 11. From the free throw line, had 37 on opening night against Kennedy, had 34 tonight against the Xavier Saints. She might be all Mississippi Valley Conference without being a member of the MVC.
Boy, yeah, I just don't know how you stop her. And it's, and again, just when the ball gets in her hand, Scott, I mean, she's just so strong. She can finish. She is one of the best finishers around the rim that I've seen in many years.
Samantha Scott, though, I think was the key. 4 3-pointers in the second half.
For sure.
Ended up with 12 points, all coming in the second stanza. Then after that, Sydney Happel with 4. Presley Case had only 3 points in the ballgame tonight. 2 apiece for Adrian Latham and Brooke Kilberg. Rachel Anderson off the bench for 2. For Xavier, only 4 players scored tonight for the Saints. 2 in double figures. Caitlin Daniels was terrific. Despite being in foul trouble tonight, ended up with 22 points on the evening. 8 of 17 from the field, 3 of 7 from three-point range, and made her only free throw. Libby Arnold had 15 points tonight for Xavier. 9 points for Avery Beckman. And Aubrey Jones also with 9 points in the ballgame tonight for the Saints. Taking a look, we mentioned 17 turnovers on North Scott, only 6 on Xavier in the ball game. Final shooting looks like this for North Scott. They were 19 of 43 for the game, 44%, 5 of 19 from 3 for 26%, 16 of 19, that's North Scott in a nutshell, 84% from the free throw line. For Xavier, 21 of 61, 34%. Only 4 of 19 at 21% from beyond the arc. 9 of 11 and 82% from the free throw line. How about the final rebounding totals?
Well, it was 40 to 28 with favor to North Scott. North Scott had 40 rebounds, 29 offensive and 11, or 29 defensive and 11 offensive for a total of 40. And Xavier with 28 rebounds, 15 defensive and 13 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, plus 12 in the rebounding.
Well, yeah, and Buffelli again with, 11 or 12 rebounds on her own there. So that's credit to both teams. Xavier did what it had to do at times, and North Scott, when they needed the big shot, they got it in. They were able to isolate, and they do a nice job of reversing the ball, so Buffelli's got a chance to go one-on-one. And, you can say Preston Case didn't have their greatest game, but she had 5 huge assists, and 2 of them in the second half that really helped put North Scott up.
Yes, it did. Some of the other stats of the ball game. How about, here's how Xavier stayed in the ball game despite the 34% shooting. Saints points off of turnovers, 24-2 tonight. Xavier,
that's unbelievable.
Really did a great job of getting into the passing lanes, reading passes against a veteran team, and that kept him in the ball game. How about this as well? Points in the paint, 28-26 Xavier.
Yeah, that shocks me. That really shocks me. But, you know, the way Xavier, they zagged in there and put up some shots. But, yeah, you wouldn't have guessed it would have been even close.
Second chance points, though. North Scott led that 17-6. Fast break points, 6-5 for Xavier. And the bench scoring tonight was 4-0 in favor of the North Scott Lancers, who go to 2-0. With the victory in this one here tonight. Xavier never led. They got tied four times in the ball game. And, yes, it's a loss if you're Xavier, but you feel a lot better tonight, I think, than you did on Tuesday night.
Yeah, for sure. I think they got to feel good about themselves, feel good about, you know, the players that really stepped up and helped and did some nice things. And, again, we're just seeing a more confident Xavier team, and that's something you want to see, because last year they were fairly inexperienced in some of that, and I don't think that's going to be the case this year, and they're going to have a nice year for sure.
Saints will get ready to take on Coach Edwards and the Jayhawks to open the conference season next Friday night, and that is over at Xavier, as Jefferson will visit, and North Scott will get ready for MAC play as well. And good win. I think TJ Case is thinking, you know what, we didn't play our best game. You know, thank goodness we got the threes in the second half from Scott.
Yeah, she was such a lifesaver for them second half.
And Buffelli did what Buffelli does.
Yeah, for sure. And thing I like about Buffelli too, Scott, I mean, she's a hard worker too. I mean, she earns everything she gets. She's runs the floor well and does all those hardworking things and probably comes home with about 20 bruises after each game. And those are probably well-earned stripes for her.
You think 4A basketball is any good in Eastern Iowa?
Well, and you got Center Point.
Center Point, Urbana. You got Marion. Yeah. You got Xavier. You got North Scott.
Yes. Yeah,
Waverly Shell Rock's no slouch.
What's going to happen is one of these teams is going to face each other to get to state, and that's going to be, it's going to have to happen probably to one of them, but this is such a good field in Eastern Iowa to have that, and we'll have Center Point and Marion down the road, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yep, going to be a fun one down the road here. A lot of basketball to be played from now until then, though.
Yes.
59-55, the win for North Scott over Xavier. Other scores, Maquoketa Valley over Sumner Fredericksburg, 48-37. Iowa City West beats Gilbert, 52-41. Waukon over MFL Marmac, 61-55. It was Montezuma over East Buchanan, 53-38. West Hancock by 5 over West Branch, 46-41. Cedar Falls edges Johnston, 58-57. Northland in overtime over Van Buren, 51-47. And North Scott beats Xavier, 59-55. That is a pretty good day of basketball.
It's a great day of basketball and a great venue. And again, congratulations to Scott Monk on putting this together. Once again, what is this, his 16th year?
16th year.
I mean, just incredible what he's done and how well organized it is. And kudos to him and whoever has been helping him. And just a great job and great job by Coe College as well.
By the way, Grace Buffelli sets a record. The most points ever scored in a rivalry Saturday. Where she broke the record of Allie Jensen of Ballard back in 2008 when Ballard was on their big run with Amanda Zimmerman and that group.
Oh, yeah, that was a great team.
Morgan Page and Nicole Miller both had 31. And some gal named Jamie Printy in 2008 had 27 for the Linmar Lions.
Wow, yeah. She had an okay career, huh?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. And rebounds, want to look at that here as well. And
no Prairie Girls in any of the stats? I don't hear any.
I could find one here. How many times did you play in this thing?
Oh, a few times, but just back at the five-season center.
Just to make you happy, Well, there's Jay Hutchison against Prairie in 2007.
Thanks, Scott. That'll end my night.
Just to give you a few nightmares.
Yeah, just as I want to end my night.
Ashley Cook, field goal percentage was 7 of 10 in 2007 versus Lindbergh.
There you go.
Are you feeling better now?
I feel a little bit better, sure.
All right. Well, that's Steve, thank you, and we'll talk with you next Friday night.
No, you're the best in the business and a lot of fun, Scott, and just, again, what a great, great day of basketball, and I hope people continue to come out and watch this great talent that's all across Eastern Iowa.
Big thanks to Jeff Downing doing yeoman's duty today for all four games. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you very much. Thanks as well to Ryan Schlater and Gina Rogers for the two games they did today as well here at Quahog Arena. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Thanks to everybody for listening. And that's going to wrap things up for the 16th annual Rivalry Saturday here from Quahog Arena. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long from Coe College. Hope you enjoyed it. Get you back to, I believe, ESPN programming coming your way here on the FM's KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody.